This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market. Get the best discount out there. You won't hear this on any other podcast, $400 off. Mention Coach Unplugged, High School Hoops. The 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Coach Collins, whatever you feel like you have to answer. So that's the first thing. Second thing is make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is a great time. And we're going to dive into my season ended, in my opinion, prematurely. But anyway, and I'm going to have a lot of time until November 14th next year. So if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for help, if you're looking for someone to help you in this coaching journey, teachhoops.com is the answer. I'm in the process of hiring some people to help me out. So prices are going to increase. If you want to jump in now is the time, and it will never increase once you're in. I have never in the 4.5 years increased anyone's subscription once they've joined. So come over and check it out. All right. So first thing, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Yes, this is not what my voice normally sounds like, but I thought it was important, especially after the tournament game and the end of the season. This is usually what my voice sounds like. Usually I have a bunch of things in the queue ready to go. Excuse me. And I do, and I have some stuff that's going to come out in the next week or so until my voice kind of recovers. But I wanted you to hear, this is what a coach's voice sounds like November, going from November all the way to March. It's hoarse. It's yelling at the officials. It's getting on my guys. It's probably being a little run down. Probably not using it last year because we didn't have a season. And let me tell you that here's something that happened to me last night. I don't know, some prairie, the place we played last night, I must be cursed because I don't know, was it 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, one of my players got called for a foul on a jump ball to start the game. Never have seen that. And then yesterday, Rachel was ready to throw the ball up. My guys were out. Their guys were out. And they didn't have the guys that were in the book on the floor. So the scorekeeper, we were on the road, stopped the game and had them come over. And then they changed their starters. And then the game going at. And it's like, I don't think that's the way it's supposed to work. But anyway, it's supposed to be a neutral site, yada, yada, yada. But anyway. So I just wanted to jump into that. I wanted to talk about a couple of things end of season while they're fresh on my mind here. First of all, you know, I think what a great thing about coaching is that we're active participants and we're not, you know, I tell the boys it hurts because you're the participant. You're not the spectator. That's what makes it more fun, but also makes it more painful when it ends. I think that's a difficult thing for them to see. You know, I've done this 30 plus years and there's tears and hugs and sadness and all that. And again, we didn't have a season last year and I hadn't coached any of these kids. So they hadn't seen a locker room like that. I think it was a great learning experience for the youngsters to see what finality looks like, what the end looks like, what, you know, why you play every game like it's your last, because you don't know. I think that's the effort and the things that hopefully we'll have learned from that. And I told them, and I'll reiterate that this week, I told them it's easy to commit now. It's easy to say, I'm going to be in the gym. It's easy to say, I'm going to work on my game because the hurt's still there. I said that one of the big parts is, how is that fire going to be in 2 months?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sorry, I keep drinking because my voice is horrible. How's that fire going to be in July when it's 90 and your friends are at the pool? How's that desire going to be? Because it's easy. It's easy a week after. It's a week. It's easy 2 weeks after when other teams are still playing. But it becomes more difficult later. And I think that's something to think about as a coach. You know, we'll do some interesting things this week because the tournament's still going on, so I can still coach them this week. We'll have the first day back. We'll do a debrief. I'll collect their stuff. We'll do a debrief, and then day two we'll do exit interviews with all the guys that are coming back, and then we'll spend a couple days in the gym working on some stuff for next year because I can still coach them and I can still. You know, it's still legal for me to do that. And after this week, it's hard because we have spring sports, but there's some fundamental things I think we need to work on as a team that I can hopefully work on. And then I can, you know, I can work on some shot stuff. I can work on some other things that hopefully at some point can help them. And then I can hopefully videotape it and send it to them over the summer. Practice, it's fine. It's I'm working on specific things, but I think you really need to think about how that end of season looks like. You know, we're going to pivot a little bit on our banquet this year, just because we're kind of coming out of COVID and I'm trying to get them moving on and stuff like that. But I think as a coach, you have to really think about how you pivot and how you do things at the end of the season. So I hope my voice wasn't too bad during this podcast. But I just wanted you to kind of feel and hear the pain that a 50 plus coach's voice sounds like after a long stretch is what I'll say. Long stretch. All right. Have a great day, everybody. And we'll talk soon. Hopefully, I'll talk soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.